There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. It's football season, and bettors know this is when the money's made. No one knows football like VSiN, and now's the time to become a VSiN subscriber and get our college and pro guides. Only VSiN subscribers get all the tools to prep for the college and pro football seasons. We preview every team, power ratings, best bets on win totals, player awards, get their discounted rate for $175, both guides, and full access all the way through the Super Bowl, or join us for $40 a month. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, VSiN has a team of experts on every sport who write, post, and join us on VSiN for their exclusive analysis. Right now, it's time for a deep dive with former longtime NFL executive and current VSiN host Michael Lombardi. Michael, good morning. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, thank you. Happy Labor Day to everybody.
Yep, you bet. Back at you. I want to begin with this. Dan Graziano from ESPN believes, he said this on the network, that Matthew Stafford's elbow injury could be an issue all season. What is your level of concern with the quarterback on the Super Bowl champs?
You know, like a pitcher in baseball, Mitch, you never feel good about an elbow for someone who throws all the time. And, you know, it flares up and you're not sure why it flares up. I'm sure they have them on a pitch count, but you land on it. Look, Bernie Kosar played a game in 1992. In 1989, he got hit and hit his elbow, and he wasn't the same ever since. And even though he tried to play and think he could continue to play, he could never throw the ball with the velocity and the drive that he needed as the season wore on. And I think it's something that I'm going to look at closely. Now, in fairness to Stafford, he plays in a dome. He doesn't have to deal with bad weather most of the time. So maybe that will help. And I'm sure they'll have him on a pitch count. Plus, he's awful tough. You know, he'll fight through the pain. It's just hard to deal with if it takes some velocity off the ball.
I liked your tweets. What are the 49ers saying to Trey Lance by bringing back Jimmy? And also, how short is that leash for Lance, in your opinion?
You know, I talked to a lot of people over the weekend about this. And, I mean, Lance is such a good kid. I think he understands he's not quite ready. You know, and for all the nonsense about, you know, Kyle really wanted Lance, that's not, you know, as I've mentioned many times on our programming and our network, that, you know, Kyle is still trying to figure out how he's going to utilize the skill set. And I think at the end of the day, Lance was realized that he needed some help, and his team knows that too. So this was a win-win. I don't care how the 49ers spin it. I will only say they did the best football decision for themselves. I mean, even though they go into Chicago, they play a bear team that's not very good. They're a 7-point favorite this weekend. You know, I think that they're going to need to utilize Lance's legs. And when you do that, it, you know, there's a propensity for him to get hurt. And I think having Garoppolo gives them some sense of comfort knowing that they've got a really good player to step in that could lead them to where they want to go.
Who do you have winning that division?
You know, that, I have the 49ers. When I watch the Niners, Mitch, I think the 49ers are really so talented defensively. Their front is really hard to block. I think Nick Bosa was one of the best players in all of football last season, and they do such a good job of dominating the line of scrimmage. And I know they're going to be able to run the football. That I do know. They can run the ball effectively. And those two things, as long as the quarterback doesn't turn this thing over, I think they're the best team in the West.
Okay, so I really wanted to ask you this. I signed up, Michael, for Survivor here at Circa yesterday.
Yeah.
With a bunch of entries. Other than the Niners against the Bears and Ravens against the Jets, those are going to be probably the two most popular picks. I want to throw some games at you. You give me, like, your best Week 1 Survivor play here between Titans hosting the Giants, Saints at Falcons, Colts at Texans, or Broncos Monday night against the Seahawks. Which team would jump out there to you?
I would like the Colts, and I know they've struggled in this and people have gone, but I would, if I were playing Survivor, Mitch, I would take the surest thing on the board, and I wouldn't worry about saving the team for later. I think this is a mistake. I think you got to get into the tournament. You got to win the, you got to get the first round going. And I think you have to be able to look at this and say, okay, I'm pretty certain that Baltimore is going to beat the Jets. I'm pretty certain San Francisco is going to beat Chicago. You know, now what you don't like is now you're taking road teams.
Uh-huh.
You know, you don't want to do that. And that's always a worry. That's always a worry. You take a road team. But I think in the case of what we're talking about here is those teams, like Baltimore this summer looked pretty good. And we haven't seen Lamar. The Jets haven't looked very good. And we see Flacco. And if the Baltimore's not going to be able to defend Flacco, what are they going to be able to defend? I mean, they know him better than anybody on planet Earth. So, to me, I take the sure thing. Of those games you gave me, I don't like the Giants. I don't like Tennessee because I think heat humidity will be a factor in that game. Tennessee was really bad in the opener last year.
Mm-hmm.
They did not look very good in that game, and that worries me. Plus, they have no receivers. I don't know how they're going to really challenge anyone. I don't know how they're going to handle that. I think Indianapolis is a really good team. I really do. I think they're a really good team.
Yep.
I think they've got a chance to run the ball. You know, I would probably take the Texans and the points if I was taking it in the contest in terms of the not Survivor, but in terms of winning, I would take the points.
Do you have a surprise pick team to miss the playoffs?
Oh, you know, I mean, some good team from the West is going to miss the playoffs, Paul. I mean, that's my best bet for you. I mean, there's going to be a good team in the West, the AFC West, that's not going to make it, you know, and I think that's going to be a problem. I think the other team that could miss the playoffs is Tennessee, because when you look at Tennessee's team, now they've lost Landry, right? Their offensive line is still not very good. I mean, I know they've got the great running backs, but Tannehill having a play without all the skill players around, I think they've done a really – in week one, I think a couple factors about week one that are really important. Week one is a playoff weekend. Everybody goes into the game with the same enthusiasm, the same level of excitement like a playoff game. Every game is to the fourth quarter most of the time. And every third and short becomes so critical. And so when I look at the Tennessee Titans, even though they're going against the Giants, I don't know where they can really attack the Giants and put fear into the Giants. And I know they're good on defense, but can they win with just defense in a running game? I don't think so. I think it's going to be hard for them. I really do. So I would put Tennessee and then anybody in the AFC West.
Okay. You're surrounded by Eagle fans. Do you think they run away with the East in light of the injuries and what happened to Smith in Dallas?
I don't think they run away with it because, look, they still have to prove to me that they control the football effectively from a dropback basket. And that's a concern for Jalen Hurts. He hasn't done that yet. However, and also they've got to prove to people here that they can play defense. Last year, with the six games against great quarterbacks, the ball was only on the ground 36 times. So are they going to be better defensively against a good quarterback? It's one thing to go play Jared Goff. It's another thing to go play Matthew Stafford or go play Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. You know, you got to prove you can beat those. To get to the final game, to win the contest, you got to beat great quarterbacks. I don't know if the Eagles can do that yet. And can their quarterback play great? I don't know that. But I think, to me, you know, they have the best team. They've done a smart thing. They've built their team around the quarterback, even though they don't have a quarterback and he's on a rookie contract. They don't know, truly. I think if you gave Howie Rosen the true serum or Jeff Lurie the owner, because they're the only two people that count. Nick Sirianni's not, you know, he has a vote, but not a big vote. If you ask those two, they're not sure. They like it to be true, but they're not certain. And I think that's why he hasn't gotten his contract done. I think that's why it's moving forward.
Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Longtime NFL executive, current VSiN host Michael Lombardi, our guest. Which team are you absolutely in love with this year? Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
You know, I still like the Packers. I think Rodgers is so good. I think their defense has really improved in Green Bay. I really do. I think Green Bay's defense has improved. I think Rich Bisacci should help them a little bit in the kicking game. I'm not sure that Matt LaFleur will let him help as much as people think, because those guys from the West Coast offense, all they want is clean exchanges. But I think Green Bay's defense, and I think Rodgers. You know, Rodgers, when you look at the percent of catches of his receivers with Adams last year and anybody else that plays other than Valdez-Scantlin, it was high because he puts the ball to them where they have no choice but to catch it. So I like them. I think Kansas City's going to be a different team this year. Mm-hmm. I think they're not going to be as loose played as they were because they don't have Tyreek Hill. I like those two teams the best.
Excellent. The Lombardi Line, you can catch it right here on VSiN weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, and on the weekends at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Michael, it's finally here, pal. Thanks so much for the time. Looking forward to talking to you every single Monday.
Thanks so much, guys. Good
there
luck.
You go. Yep, thank you, too. Yep. And if you want more deep dives from Michael Lombardi and more, they're all on VSiN.com, only for VSiN Pro subscribers. Become a pro at VSiN.com/subscribe. I think I have... am I the same as Peter King? I think I have Buffalo and Green Bay in the Super
yes,
Bowl.
Yes, same pick.
That's what he has, huh?
Yep.
Well, here's the thing. I have not nailed the exact, I don't think, ever in my entire life before the season started.
Really? Never?
I don't know if I have or not. It is tricky to do, man.
Yes.
Very tricky.
The Denver-Green Bay year? That one's, I think you should have nailed that one.
Nah, my memory's
that was
not,
doable. All right.
Memory's not that good.
Okay, that'd be a hell of a performance if he can do it again. And the other thing, I mean, I can't believe we're talking about it and can preview games, but that to me, that's the big story from a betting standpoint and who's going to pull the upset week one. Survivor, teaser liability, straight bets. Who's the dog that's going to surprise and shock the world?
Colts, he said. If you don't include the 49ers or the Ravens, he goes Colts.
Go them out. Yeah.
Would you agree with that on those four games I threw at him?
I think they should win.
They should. I mean,
they should, but you know what happened 2 years ago. I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
you could put the Eagles on there too.
Do you think Tennessee? If you take the Titans in Week One, you're taking a walk on the wild side.
I am. I couldn't believe Mike's answer. Mike would use the Titans against the Giants. I can't do that. I'd better off. I'm still high on the Chiefs. Because I think they steamroll Arizona.
Here's the thing: like if you take Tennessee, and it's a game that I'm pondering, am I going to be okay if they lose and it looks ugly again
there
this
you
year
go.
In Week One?
Right. How do you want to go down?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Up next, Major League Baseball reaction from the weekend. Some of these races are not over with. Details on that next here. Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kickoff football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. BetRivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, props, house specials. Great house specials every week, every day. Cheer on your favorite teams and favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game. How about this baseball season? Huh? How good is this?
Are you getting a little worried now with your Mets?
Well, you're losing 2 out of 3 to the Nats, yeah.
That lead
that
right now.
Happen.
Here's the thing. By my count right now, here is what is not over with, right? Clearly, the National League East is not over with. It's a game lead now for the Mets. The closest the Braves have been in a long, long time so far this season.
Yeah.
The American League Central is not over with, obviously. Cleveland and Minnesota.
The Twins caught them.
Yep, they caught them, and the White Sox are 2 back.
And they are 4-1 since La Russa's been out. That's something to watch, too.
Sure. Do you want to call the American League East over?
No, there's no way I can. You can't. They can't hit.
Shame on the home plate umpire yesterday.
Oh, yes.
That was not a strike. That game should not have ended. Bases should have been loaded for the Rays in the bottom of the ninth.
Oh, that's live. Absolutely. I mean, it's Judge is carrying them. No one else can hit.
That would have been a 3-game lead this morning.
Oh, I know. I thought Holmes was blowing it for sure.
So did I.
Oh,
so did I.
God. You got the Pujols story. You have Goldschmidt triple crown. We don't know what's going to go on with Cy Young. I see a Bet Rivers Verlander's 150. Cease almost throws a no-hitter.
At most spots, yeah.
Right? Gonsolin gets hurt. Sandy gets roughed up, right?
I would say, to me, there are two awards that you can wrap up and put in the bag, right? National League MVP.
Correct.
Goldschmidt's winning that award.
Yes.
American League. A buddy of ours yesterday actually sent me a good text. He's like, hey, why is Julio Rodriguez, you're looking at the odds right now for the American League Cy Young, Cease like plus 105, 110, maybe 115 in some spots. Otani's 40. He's been brilliant again.
Yeah.
But how is his question to me was, how is Julio Rodriguez minus $5 to win the American League Rookie of the Year? And as he pointed out, this should be like an Otani situation last year when I laid $10 on Otani to win the MVP.
Yep.
There is nobody even close to Julio Rodriguez in the American League.
He's 8 at Bet Rivers. Mm-hmm.
He should be.
Yep.
Should be.
Yep.
And I will say the American League MVP is not over with. Although, again,
I think,
Judge is going to bat lead off like yesterday. You can intentionally walk him, right?
Sure.
Give him 4 pitches, but nothing close to the plate. What are you doing? He's the one guy that can ding you right now in the entire lineup.
Yep. It's a bad job by all the managers. Pitch around him. I don't know why Donaldson plays. I don't know why Hicks plays. They can't put together a rally. He judges the whole team. I mean, we all know they'd miss the playoffs if it wasn't for Judge. And he's carrying this team. But it's also going to be hard to – how do you give an MVP to a guy that's going to have a record that bad? But the other – I hear this argument too. Well, if they give it to Otani this year, he's going to win it 8 years, 9 years. He's going to win it every single year. But it's most outstanding, most valuable. But Judge is probably going to hit 62, 63 home runs. He's plus 170 to hit more than Maris now, on pace for 64.
Yeah.
Big series against the Twins starts today, who they own. Pujols goes deep again. He's plus 380 to hit 701 or more. He's 8-1 to hit 700 on the nose.
Okay, do you think he's going to get there?
Oh, absolutely I do.
Oh, absolutely.
Couple reasons. As I've said it many times, cookie factor. Here you go, buddy. Thank you very much. Here you go. Here's a soft one for you. Number 2, it's over in the division. It's an 8.5 game lead. You have to play him. Home teams, get him in there, at bats. Plus, he's feeling it right now. No score in the eighth, pinch hit out job? He's going to hit 5 home runs.
The problem is they have to play him every single day.
Have to.
There's no more screwing around here.
Yeah.
I saw a really good tweet from somebody who covers the Brewers. They woke up on July 31st with a 4-game lead in that division. Since then, they've won like 7 games. It's been a total downward spiral pretty much ever since the trade deadline. I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure here for Pujols. Boy, does he like to sit back and admire these babies now, huh?
Yeah,
but why not? Go ahead.
Well,
take your time.
Enjoy.
Yeah. I hope he gets to 700 because I bet that a while back at like 12 and 14 to 1 to get that high. But 5's going to be tough if he's not going to play every single day.
I'll give you another one. You mentioned this too, Friday. How about Gallen? Gallen does it again? Okay. He's still like 18 innings behind Hershiser, which, and I think his next start is in Coors. Ah, God. But still, this run by Gallen, historic.
So he has Coors coming up. He has the Dodgers coming up, the way it appears. Like, if their schedule remains the same, and Gallen was as high as 100-1, maybe a little bit more than that yesterday. He's down to 30-1 now at some spots. Realistically speaking, Gallen should be top 3 or top 4 right now in the National League.
Yeah.
He needs to be ahead of Burns. He needs to be ahead of,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. A bunch of these guys.
Roughed up again. I got two angles, two things to look at here today. Happy Labor Day, everyone. Number one, we have an enormous doubleheader in Baltimore. The Blue Jays are taking on the Orioles. Orioles are right there, only 2.5 back. It's the last 50 games, the Orioles are 33-17. The Yankees are 19-31. Stripling came out and said, well, we beat the teams that were better than. So, you know, we're better than the Orioles. We have to take care of business. Whoa, you're 3-6 against them this year.
I was going to say, are you really better than this team?
Yeah, you gave them bulletin board material. So that is an enormous doubleheader today between the Jays and the Orioles. And the other one, in case you missed this, the Cleveland-Seattle game got over the same time as Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah.
One problem. The Dodgers were at home. That game was in Cleveland. There was a lengthy rain delay. Then it went to extra innings. So I'm guessing Seattle got to the airport probably 1 o'clock. And then now they have to go all the way back. They're playing at home today, and it's a day game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they can't have much in the tank. And the same thing with Cleveland. They get Kansas City, so it's a short trip. But still, I mean, that was like a 4-hour rain delay, 3-hour rain delay, and it goes to extra innings. That is tough for Seattle, and it's a big series against the White Sox. Because how many beats can you take, right? The Guardians, 2 guys go on the IL, pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
They can't hit. Was it Plesac? He punched the mound after giving up a home run?
Yep.
Ridiculous. They can't hit. Twins have caught him now, and the White Sox are only 2 back.
Okay, so yeah, you're right. Huge one here for the White Sox. They're laying $1.20, maybe a little bit less than that at some spots, right? It is Lance Lynn, though, going against Gonzalez. The scheduled starters in this spot today.
Yep.
But it's a very difficult spot for Seattle to be up against here today. No doubt. I was tracking that entire thing last night, obviously, because that was going on concurrently with the Dodgers-Padres game. And that I was actually watching the beginning of the Mariners game here yesterday at like 11:40 Pacific time. It took all day, that rain delay. But as for Cease, again, first major league pitcher to have 4 games in a season where he threw 6-plus shutout innings while allowing no more than 1 hit since Pete Alexander did it in 1915.
Oh, God.
And that's what it takes,
a
right?
Run, yep.
Because Verlander got to like $2.50, $3 in that range as the favorite. He gets hurt, and a very close no-no will bring a guy like Cease right back into the mix.
Plus 110 at Bet Rivers.
Dave Steeb was the ultimate at that.
Yep.
Growing up, it felt like he would always take no-hitters deep into games, you know, specifically like the ninth. But when you look at Ohtani, who's sitting there at 40-1, let me just throw this out there. Since June 9th, he's 8-4, almost 89 innings pitched, 11.77 Ks per 9 in the American League first overall. ERA 1.83, third behind Cease and Verlander. His FIP is 2.13, second behind Verlander. XFIP second behind McClanahan, and he's tied for first in WAR. I really don't know how Ohtani is 40-1 to win the Cy Young. I don't think he's going to win it, but I mean, when you really break down everything and what he means overall in his numbers, he's right there behind Verlander and Cease, and that's why I don't think the American League MVP is over with. We disagree on that.
Mm.
You think Judge has it wrapped up? I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. When MLB Network spent an entire day on this recently, that'll tell you what some people in the mix are thinking.
I know, but that was a week ago, and now the guy hit more home runs.
Well, but Ohtani's also been great.
Yeah.
He's been amazing.
Yeah. It's hard to meet. It's going to be hard to give him an MVP with that record.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I mean, this Yankee outfit. Oh, God. God, they're bad offensively. I can't believe it. And I'll tell you what. And I give all the fans credit because they've been on it from the get-go. Boone doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, adjustments, something. And Cashman as well. They finally call up some guys. Just how he's how about his answer to the media the other day? Well, if we blow this, you'll have a hell of a story to write. Okay. Oh. Yeah, 15-and-a-half game lead.
Here's the good thing resulting from this. There is now, based on, and again, we live 3,000 miles away from that city, but whatever it is, there's a lot of heat now coming out of New York.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm starting to see this now as like a big narrative of this is going to be it for Cashman and or Boone. And take whatever, to me, it's got to be Cashman. He should have been gone a long time ago anyway. This lifetime contract nonsense has never made any sense. Yeah. Come on, you got to get a judge. You're the pinstripers here, folks.
One World Series.
Right.
22 years, whatever it is.
Yeah, so, but that's now becoming like the boiling point around this team. So if they absolutely flop, they have to be gone.
9-20 since the deadline.
Just
3 runs or fewer 20 times out of the games. I mean,
bad, ugly.
I think I saw another one. Judges hit 20 of the. They hit the last 30 home runs as a team. Judges hit 20 of them. it's impossible.
Yeah,
this cannot happen.
And so if the Rays actually walk him to begin the game or pitch around him, I know he's batting leadoff again, but give him 4 bad pitches, that's a 1-1 game in the ninth.
Yeah. Well, we've said it many times because Tampa plays Toronto 9 times.
Yep.
If that someone goes 7-2 there, watch out.
Yep.
Because the Twins aren't going to be scared today. You know, they can't beat them, but the Twins aren't going to be scared going against them.
The good, the bad, and the ugly from the weekend coming up next. I'll give you an under-the-radar transfer who looked great on Saturday night.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Snack time meets game time with the Frito-Lay Snacks and Snap Series. Join 6 free fantasy football contests and draft your best lineups to fight for your share of $120,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Frito-Lay now to get in on the action. Frito-Lay, food for the fun of it. DraftKings.com for details.
The good.
Pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
The bad.
I've had it with this dump.
You got no food.
You got no jobs.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
And the ugly.
First of all, that's horrible.
Well, that was the worst music group I've ever
Love Mondays during the football season. I mean, how good is this sport? My good. I had the same level of excitement and interest in the App State North Carolina finish as Iowa South Dakota State. You're watching a completely different sport, but it's just riveting television. But my God, are they going to win 5-3 here? One team is punting from the 37-yard line on 4th-and-2. The other team, 60. It scores. There are 62 points scored in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, right. One team is putting up 40 points in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
The other team is punting for the 11th time in the game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I loved it. Oh, it was so good. And that's why college football is awesome. And this, again, finally, right? The corrupt. Hey, boy, we can make a lot of money, ain't she? The 12-team playoff. What took so long? I mean, we go from 4 to 12 like that. Now the contract's not up. Oh, let's push this through by 2024, huh, guys? I mean, they realize this also saves college football. I don't want this super conference realignment stuff either. But the most important point, two actually, I can't stress this enough. It spreads out the talent. It's been a problem for too long. Hey, come to Clemson, Ohio State, Bama, and Georgia, and that's it, because you're going to play in a playoff, because no one else has been making the playoff and winning the championship. Yeah. Now everyone's got a shot now. You'll see that. And also, hopefully, we're going to see SEC and cold weather play a factor. These quarterfinal games, and we'll talk to a bookmaker coming up, because I've been, since I moved here 25 years ago, that's all they tell me. If they ever went to a 8, 12, 16-team playoff, it would do more than the Super Bowl in handle. Well, now we have it, because we should get 4 quarters on the same day.
So then how are they going to play the games? Are they going to give us all 4? Is it to your point right there?
I would think they're still working on that, but that's the move.
Do we get 1 game on Friday night and 3 games on Saturday? That might not be a bad idea.
Maybe, yeah. Yep. My bad, the coaching again. Did you see NC State? They weren't the only team. Shotgun from the 1-yard line?
Oh, yeah.
Looked like they were inside the 1 on some of that. Rutgers first and goal ends in a punt. Arizona blocked their own punt. It's hard to describe the video, but the punter kicked it right into his own guy. Again, with the, I just want to have someone come out and say, I'm not kicking anymore. No more field goals, no more extra points. How East Carolina and LSU get beat? Some of these coaching blunders, too. I mean, the punt, I can't, I know it's Ferentz, but punting 4th-and-3 from the 37, the most egregious might be the shotgun from the 1 yard line or 4th-and-short. How many times has Brady been stuffed on a sneak that you can recall in your life? One?
Right.
I mean, that just goose the center and go. I can't stand the 4th-and-short or at the 1 yard line. Let's go shotgun. You're giving the defense a chance.
By the way, like for some like video coordinator on a certain program, don't we have enough examples now going back the last 7, 8, 10 years? Guys, it's not a good idea. It doesn't work. It's not high leverage. It's not a plus EV play. Too many things can happen. You can just point out, you could edit together like a 3-minute video and say, look at all the blunders that take place at the goal line when you go to the shotgun.
Yep, I'm with you. Ugly. This is getting lost in all the games, and it was also late. How bad was Boise State?
Oh, mama mia.
24-0 at the half? I'm going to tie all these in together. What has happened to these programs? You know what Peterson did? They were preseason top 5 one year. You know how good they were under Harsin? 11, 12, 10 wins. 7-5, and now off to this start? Avalos, the new coach, is in his second year. They whiffed on that hire. I mean, they look like a complete different program. And a run-of-the-mill team in the Mountain West? I'll give you another one. Virginia Tech. Why'd you hire the Penn State defensive coordinator? That was a head-scratcher. You lose to Old Dominion again. The coaches get stuck in the elevator. Their items were stolen from the locker room during the game. And then the wide receiver acts like a buffoon and lays out a fan when they storm the field afterwards. The last few years, 6-7, 8-5, 5-6, 6-7. The transfer Wells from Marshall can't play quarterback. I think they had 5 turnovers in the game. They also, under Beamer, were always in the mix. I thought Fuente would work out. He didn't work out either. Yeah. But they were always preseason top 15. Watch out, special teams, enter Sandman, lose your mind.
Yep. No longer the case.
No.
Okay, my good. For those of you who missed this game late Saturday night, I know it was Kent State. I really don't care, because you need to watch some highlights from Michael Penix, the transfer from Indiana. He looked phenomenal. I understand his receivers were open on almost every single play, but Paulie, he was zipping darts in there. He was reading the defense. He was extremely accurate. Yeah, he was right on the money, and that ball is coming out like a flamethrower. Washington has something there. That might be a team to play some overs in this year, because that offense appears to be like good with him behind center now. And the defense, tad shaky for the Huskies.
All right.
I would say nice debut, although it was a losing cause. Marcus Freeman in the Notre Dame defense. Buckeyes had 395 yards, only 21 points. What you brought up earlier, I thought Ryan Day felt a little bit like Golden State, prime Golden State, when they were down by like 9 points in a game. Let's just start chucking up threes every possession because we can eliminate this deficit. That's what it felt like with Day on Saturday.
Very good. Mike Martz with the Rams.
They were allowed
to run the ball.
Yes,
you have Marshall Faulk.
Yep.
I mean, what are you doing? I mean, Day finally figured out in the second half. Pound a rock.
Same game, I should say. Knowles for Notre Dame. Great job with what they did.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Defense though was awesome for the Buckeyes.
Yep. And I'm with you on that, by the way. Same time. 7-3 game, 2 safeties, equally as dramatic as the like 63-61 chaos that we had with Carolina and App State. My bad. The 2-point conversion contests the games turned into after the second overtime.
Oh, you don't like it?
You want to know why I'm partially bitter about this?
No creativity?
Well, because when you have a bet and you have Houston minus 4.5, the bet's dead.
Yeah.
You have no chance.
I know. I hated the previous.
You
do it 7-8 overtime sometimes.
Maybe that's just, you know, recency bias because I had a bet on the game, but, oh, boy, that was not very fun. Hawaii lost 49-17. They were close to Western Kentucky in yards and first downs, but again, 6 turnovers, 5 INTs, now catching 52 against Michigan. 52. And this was a program that was once, not that long ago, pretty proud, tough spot to go and play. Not anymore. And you and I are on the same page. Bachmeier for Boise was pulled after he threw 2 INTs in his first 8 passes. They're down 24-0 at halftime. Oregon State can be good. I would actually look at Oregon State to win their division in the Pac-12, but their schedule's a monster.
Yeah.
So tough games on the road. That guy's a good coach. And that was totally one side in that first half. My Ugly, the quarterback for App State, Bryce. How'd you miss the receiver there for the two-point conversion?
I blew it.
How? Yeah. And then the receiver had to go like this to make a difficult play on it, and when he fell down to the ground, he's like completely shook, and he wouldn't get off. I was like, man, it's not your fault.
It's everything.
It's not
though.
On you.
I thought they were going to run him out. It was 21-7 right off the bat. They couldn't stop. What happened in the second and the third quarter? Because you scored 40 in the fourth.
Yeah. And on that note, there you go. Yep. How do you score 40 points in a single quarter and it's not enough to win the game? And the last one here in the ugly, college kickers. That's a gut punch loss for East Carolina. The missed PAT and the field goal against NC State. The coaches who line up on a 37-yarder on fourth and two, or they punt, like Ferentz did in the Iowa game. It just, and I pointed this out in the first hour of the show, it was really magnified last night when LSU, they scored, I mean, this the most ridiculous ending that you're going to get in a college game, maybe all year long. And they go 99 yards, two timeouts in a minute 25. Somehow they were given the running clock. Florida State's defense completely on their heels at this point. Daniels was getting whatever he wanted. The run was there. Mm-hmm. Open receivers were there. And I'm telling you, it was within a split second of that team scoring the touchdown. Brian Kelly, one. We're going for one. I'm just like, oh, man, come on. Just go for two. Don't take your chance. Your special teams have been a disaster all night long, of course. Then they get the PAT blocked, and that's the ball game. You lose it outright.
Yeah. House money at that point. Very good. Why did NC State call a timeout?
I don't know.
That's a fire drill. East Carolina's running guys onto the field. They're out of timeouts. NC State calls one to help them out. And the kid's not even close.
That team has a lot of hype coming into the season.
Yeah.
And you're laying double digits, and you are very fortunate to survive.
Well, the shenanigans inside the five-yard line, too. It was a lot like Utah. I mean, how many trips inside the five? You don't score any points. The fumble and that stop. But that pretty good game, though.
Yeah.
These kickers. How are they worse? They get worse every year.
Well,
been watching this sport for 40 years. They're terrible.
Yep. That combined with the coaches again.
Uh-huh.
Guys, it's 2022. Wake up. Smell the roses a little bit here.
Yes.
Don't.
I love it. Every guy thinks he's got Justin Tucker on his team.
Yeah.
I'll go out there from 48. No problem. Not even close.
How many college kickers can you truly trust?
Yeah.
On within like 45 yards. What's the count? Five, maybe?
Right.
Nothing's a gimme here.
Every extra point is a pitch.
They act like it's a two-foot putt.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep.
Longtime Vegas bookmaker and now with Circus Sports, Nick Bogdanovich on the show coming up next. What were some of the differences they had in the risk room when coming up with week two numbers yesterday? That's next year. Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50.
There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Become a VSiN subscriber and get the NFL guide. Get ready for the season Thursday. Get all the tools to prep for the college and pro football seasons. We preview all the teams. Everyone has a season win total bet that they like. Sign up early for the discount at $175. You get both guides and full access all the way through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. VSiN.com/subscribe.
He's been a bookmaker in Las Vegas for many, many years. He's now with Circus Sports. Nick Bogdanovich joins the program now every Monday at this time throughout the football season. Nick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How about you?
Doing well.
All right, buddy.
Doing well. How is the overall excitement level for the real week one here in college football and the overall handle compared to, like, you know, previous years, you think?
Yeah, no, it was outstanding. Listen, every time we get to this year, people are excited. You know, it's been a long, hot summer, and they're getting a little tired of $3 baseball favorites. So they're ready for football. And, you know, this week is college's spotlight by themselves. Next week they'll share it with the NFL. But, yeah, I love it when you got a full Saturday of college and a full Sunday of NFL. That's my favorite week. But, yeah, no, this week was great.
I'm guessing the game last night, the way that finished, because a lot of steam on LSU to close in that 4-4.5 neighborhood. That was a pretty good result here, and I'm guessing at a lot of spots.
Yeah, that was our best result for the week. As Jimmy Vaccaro would say, that was Scoop Jackson.
There you go.
We won the money line. We won the point spread. We won the second half. We won the total. So that was definitely a good game for the house.
I think you've been doing this since 1985. We were talking about this before you came on. It seems every year kickers get worse.
Yeah, you know what? I saw it only once, and then I shut the TV off and went to bed. I didn't see if it was a bad kick or a blown blocking assignment, so maybe you can fill me in there.
Yeah, well, there was a jailbreak, I know, but they also had a block on the early one as well. What was good, treated you well, and some good results for you?
The App State game was good. Not only was it good for the house, it was phenomenal to watch. I mean, what a track meet. What was it, 63-61? Just incredible points spread swings and just tons of big plays. So that was an all-around great game for college football, if you ask me. And I think another good one was Wyoming-Tulsa. Everyone was betting. I think that one opened 1 and went to 6.5. Everyone had Tulsa. And yes, going back to your earlier comment, field goal kicking, the Tulsa kicker missed a couple game winners. So right about that. A couple of the ones the players got right. Washington over Kent, that was a late result that was really good for the players. And of course, Hawaii, bet against Hawaii, it's free money. And the get out game was really good for the players. So the players had their fair share of winners, but we probably won the big one we needed to win in Florida State.
Is Lane 52 this week with Michigan against Hawaii free money?
We'll have to ask the number two quarterback at Michigan what kind of a statement he wants to win that starting job. So he might just throw enough to cover the 52. I know it opened a lot lower, and I think it opened like 46 up to 52. So depends on what kind of a mood Harbaugh's in. I have a feeling he'll probably run it up.
Sure. When did you take a bet on Nevada? I mean, Texas State was a 10.5-point dog that went off the favorite in the game and were routed.
Yeah, that was one of those games that was turnover. You know, I think Nevada had plus 5 turnovers. Box score was pretty even. So you just can't turn the ball over and expect to win. And, you know, I liked Nevada in that game just because they're a Mountain West disappeared, Sun Belt, and they still got a little bit of a defense that can run the ball. But looking back on it, the move was probably right. Nevada was pretty fortunate with the turnovers, but I had made Nevada like 5 and Texas State closed 2. So That was an interesting game, but you just cannot have a major, a negative turnover ratio. You can fade one, maybe even two, but when you get in the 4, 5, and 6 range, it's death.
Follow the Money, Paulie and Mitch, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Nick Bogdanovich, our guest, been booking since the early 80s. He's a bookmaker here at Circa. I know from time to time we would get lunch together, you, me, and Jimmy Vaccaro, and he would always say, if they ever went to a playoff, a real playoff, the handle would blow away or rival the Super Bowl. So now that we go to 12, your thoughts on going to 12, and I imagine if they go to 4 quarterfinals all on the same day, if you think that will approach Super Bowl handle.
Yeah, I mean, the handle will grow and grow and grow. I preferred 8. I definitely didn't want 4, just because, and now, let's face it, in the last 20 years, only 3 or 4 teams have won it. Only because the Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, they're getting all the best players. They got a zillion more dollars to spend. Their facilities are better. Athletic trainers are making $2 million a year. Every assistant coach is making $3 million a year. So it has become the haves and the have-nots. But I don't like it when there's 5 power conferences and one's undefeated in the mid majors, and they get left out. I wanted everyone to be included. So that's why I thought 8 was perfect. You get the 5 conference champions, and then you can select the other 3. One plays 8 and so on. I think 12's too many. I thought 8 was perfect, but I will take 12 over 4 any day.
Oh, no question. Well said. How about some thoughts on a couple of games coming up this weekend? Another good slate. I know Tennessee opened up 5 on the road against Pittsburgh here at Circa. Now, I think this morning up to 6.5. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, Tennessee looked awful good. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that was a game where the Sharps laid like 30, 32, 33, 35. I mean, and of course, they just named their score. So it's definitely one of the better games of the week. I think it's 7 on taken, but it is definitely one of the better games of the week.
Where, yeah, with Bama on the road against Texas, the opener here was 18, now 20.
Yeah, I made it right there. I made it 18, I believe. I don't know if there's no number you can hang for Alabama. I mean, they're the highest rated team I've ever had.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Saban, I mean, I know Saban knows this is his best squad. I mean, and he's like that secretary, and it's just a matter of how he's going to let him run. So they're just an embarrassment of riches. I mean, now Texas is one of the top programs, and they're going to give them their best shot. But, I mean, it's 20 on the highway. I guess that's all you need to know about Alabama.
Yeah. I can't stress this enough. Utah State is no joke. I mean, it's not like they're Hawaii. And they made a mockery out of it.
Oh, they really did.
I mean, they could have won by 70 if they wanted to.
Yeah,
I mean,
and Utah State didn't even turn the ball over.
Yes.
That's wild.
Crazy.
A late game Saturday night, West Coast. This is a doozy. Baylor plays at BYU. The opener was like BYU won. It got to 3.5 yesterday, now settling in right there at a field goal. What do you think of this? I think it's a great matchup, Nick.
Yeah, it's going to be great to see what BYU has, if they can be relevant on the national stage. I mean, BYU 1.5. I mean, it's a monster home field. But they're catching a Baylor team that was as good as anyone in the Big 12 last year. So it's a great test. And that's the beauty of college football. These early weeks, you get these interconference matchups that are really intriguing. And both teams have, just a lot of hope for the year. So it's good to see those matchups. I mean, they're fun to watch.
All right, pal. Thanks for waking up early again, coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys. It's
going to
be a great week.
You know that. Thank you. To your point, too, I don't think we'll see blowouts in the quarters because of what you said with the home games and getting away from the neutral site. You know, for whatever reason, we've had a horrible run here where blowout, blowout, blowout. I can't believe the people that are lining up their anti-playoff expanded it.
It's been forever, too.
The dumbest tweet ever might be, see, look what 3 did to 11 when we want to expand. Come on. It's a stupid preseason poll. Oregon's probably going to lose 4, 5, 6 games. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
See? I mean, come on. I don't understand it. We got 60-whatever in college basketball, and people think 4 is good.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The other thing I like, too, is the little guy has a seat at the table now.
Yeah,
from now
for sure,
on.
For sure.
I like that.
But I would also say this. Let's pretend for a second that Oregon is the 11th best team in the country. What if they win 9 games, 10 games somehow, right? After that, that's probably even worse because the third best team in the country, that, what we watched, is that much better than the 11th best team? It's not even close.
Oh, that'll go away.
That's a huge problem then.
It'll go away. It's because of the current system.
Yeah.
Kids want to play for titles and make the playoff.
I mean,
if they only had 4 or 5 choices going back.
He just said Bama's his highest ranked team ever.
Wow.
You know what? Okay, so next week we'll ask him some other teams, I guess, where like the top five looks. Because Georgia can't be that far behind. I know they lost a ton on defense.
Well, that's scary. I know. But that goes back to how good's Oregon. What do they have? But you're right. You're not supposed to look like that on defense when you lose, what, 8 guys? Put 5 of them in the NFL.
Well, and then to play like that on offense, too. With Bennett and just, again, freaks all over the field on offense for that team.
Or 5 first round, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Embarrassment of riches, too, with Georgia. Right. But that's not fair. If he plays like that, Bennett.
I know.
Good luck.
Your VSIN pro tip this hour, it came from Michael Lombardi. Don't force a survivor pick, right? Don't save a team for later in the season. Take who you think has the best chance to win that week. VSIN.com, all available there.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50.
There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.